Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
Well, high pressure is expected to trickle into the livestock complex early on today following the moderate to strong losses that developed yesterday. Focus on follow-through pressure and cash hog markets will continue to limit fundamental support, although short covering may slowly develop in early trade. Now, as far as cattle is concerned, that cash cattle activity remains at a standstill. That heading into this morning's trade, which is no surprise given the lack of activity seen last week and the lackluster futures direction here at the end of the month. It is possible that overall cash cattle trade may remain sluggish through the entire week, with packers relying heavily on formula-based contracts rolling into plants after the first of the month to meet a larger portion of their chain speed. Now, weak underlying lean hog fundamentals continue to lead the market lower as traders focus on front month October contracts, which posted new contract lows on Monday. The rest of the nearby contracts have started to establish a trading range within the defined narrow range above contract lows, but well below resistance levels. On the grains, the corn futures closed about 2% lower and soybeans about 0.8% lower yesterday as dry weather is forecast this week and next week for much of the Midwest, which should allow harvests to resume. Iowa farmers are dealing with flooded fields and water-covered roads today, but those conditions should improve later in the week as the dry weather replaces rain. Winter wheat closed lower along with corn and soybeans yesterday, despite the better-than-expected export inspections. Trading has been light in wheat futures the past few weeks as the U.S. harvest is over, and attention has been on corn and soybeans. Forecasts favor dry weather for the plains this week, which should aid winter wheat planting. Soil moisture has been plentiful to help the wheat that has been planted. Now, corn finished at a one-week low this past week amid fund selling with the December contract under key moving averages. The drier conditions favored this week and next week for much of the Midwest weighed on those markets. Now, we're going to take a look at the futures after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Live cattle futures, October down 45 cents at 106.82 yesterday. December down 72 at 106.12. October feeder cattle down 132 at 131.05. November down 765 at 121.85. October hogs down 95 cents, 53.05. December down 47 cents, 56.05. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 7.5 at 414. The March down 7.25 yesterday at 430.75. Chicago wheat, December down 8.75 at 396. In the March down 8.25 at 419.75. December corn down 7.5 at 329. March down 7.25 at 339. November soybeans down 9.75 at 945.25. January down 9.5 at 951.5. October cotton up 219, 71.35. December up 51, 70.59. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.